Good morning, church. Are you ready to praise the Lord this morning? Okay, let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again, and I say this every single week, that we can be here in church, that we have the freedom to be here, and that we can freely praise you without any threats or fear of retaliation. So, Father God, we're going to make a joyful noise here this morning. We want to come to you now in spirit and in truth, to give ourselves freely here this morning. And so, Father, we just know that you're going to meet us here once again as we lift up our voices. In Jesus' name, amen.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word, and then pronounce them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care, and everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
Amen. I got good news for you. That was a good song. We got more coming now.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of his love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of his love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of his love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of his love for you? us, Jesus, we have the victory. Church of Jesus is still alive, like a mighty army, still marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord at our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus.
You agree with that? Go and share that with each other this morning.
Satan's tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, still marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord at our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. Battle belongs to the Lord. No weapons have fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. Power of darkness comes in like a flood. The battle belongs to the Lord. He'll raise up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. Thank you. Steadfast love is great, is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. And I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my Lord. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. And I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my Lord. Yes, I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. And I will worship you with all of my heart. and I will worship you with all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. And I will worship you with all of my heart, and I will worship you with all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. Yes, I will worship you with all of my heart, and I will worship you with all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my
I'll still cling to the old rugged
life its great mysteries. Surely one day will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For he changed me completely, a new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love, at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages for Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my love, my God, I pour, at Thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee, ever only all for Thee.
I really like verse 4 this week, where it talks about, take my love, my God, I pour at Thy feet. As I was singing that song, I was thinking about when they were having kind of the last feast, and this Mary, this woman comes up and she takes this very expensive ointment or that she had purchased, and very, very expensive. That's the whole point. And she poured it out and she was rubbing his feet and, just anointing his feet with it. But she was also using her hair to dry him. It was just this total act of humbleness. She was basically giving him everything. She was submitting totally to him. And he didn't reject her in that. And to say, take myself and I will ever be only all for thee.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now is to God we're confessing. Now is on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling. But for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, if we but trust and obey. There shall be seasons refreshing, if we let God have His way. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Unto thee, O Lord,
unto thee, O Lord,
do I lift up my soul,
do I lift up my soul,
O my God,
O my God,
I trust in thee,
I trust in thee,
let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Show me thy way.
Show me thy ways.
Thy ways, O Lord.
Thy ways, O Lord.
Teach me thy path.
Teach me thy path.
Thy path, O Lord.
Thy path, O Lord.
O my God.
O my God.
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph. Thy truth, O Lord.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Lead me in thy truth.
Lead me in thy truth.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Thy truth, O Lord.
O my God.
O my God.
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Remember not the
sin.
Remember not the sin.
The sins of my youth.
The sins of my youth.
Remember not my sin.
Remember not my sin.
The sins of my youth.
The sins of my youth.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Unto thee, O Lord.
Unto thee, O Lord.
Do I lift up my soul?
Do I lift up my soul?
Unto thee, O Lord.
Unto thee, O Lord.
Do I lift up my soul?
Do I lift up my soul?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Show me thy way.
Show me thy way.
Thy ways, O Lord.
Thy ways, O Lord.
Thy paths. Thy paths, O Lord.
Thy paths, O Lord.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Lead me in thy truth.
Lead me in thy truth.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Lead me in thy truth.
Lead me in thy truth.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sin.
Remember not the sin.
The sins of my youth.
The sins of my youth.
Remember not my sin.
Remember not my sin.
The sins of my youth.
The sins of my youth.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Unto thee, O Lord.
Unto thee, O Lord.
Do I lift up my soul?
Do I lift up my soul?
Unto thee, O Lord.
Unto thee, O Lord.
Do I lift up my soul?
Do I lift up my soul?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
You agree with that? Amen. All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited?
Yes.
Let us give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord, for wonderful music, oh Lord. Thank you for the anointing upon the music group. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Lord, for making all things beautiful, Lord, in your own way. You make all things beautiful. And you make your wonderful works to be remembered. For you are gracious and full of compassion. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up the name of Jesus, for Jesus lifted us. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for being with us today, and you stay with us all the day. Praise your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. Master of everything. His name is wonderful. His name is Lord. Praise his holy name. And I have a scripture for you. Wherefore, seeing that we've been encompassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses, and that's Hebrews 12:1, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He was set on the right hand of the throne of God. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. We pray today for the anointing upon the pastors. He will deliver the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And let us not live the same as we came. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for the excitement in this body of believers. And let us remain excited. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Why should we fear when the Lord is on our side? Oh, why should we fear when in his love we safely hide? Praise his holy name. Now, as we are about to receive this offering, oh, Lord, God is telling us in his word, he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. He is our sun and our shield. He will give us grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Praise his holy name. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise his holy name. He is the God that shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Praise his holy name. And let us today give to the work of the Lord. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is going to supply all our needs. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. We can never outgive. We can never outgive God. The more we give, the more is coming. The more we give, the more is coming to us. And we praise his holy name. But let us not give with such a motive. We want to give with gladness. We're going to give to the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. And Lord, we ask you today to bless every giver. Bless them mightily, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And meet all spiritual needs, all physical needs, all financial needs, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we take this offering today. And we lay it at the altar. And we pray, O Lord, that you multiply it. Multiply it more and more and be used, O Lord, for your glory and for your honor. And we praise you and thank you. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children shout it. Amen and amen.
People at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise God. Amen. You know, if a church is alive, there will be children. And today I would like for you to turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter. That's the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter. And we're going to have the joy today to dedicate a young boy, a man to be, Daniel Terrell. And if you remember, a few weeks ago, we prayed hard for him because he was very sick. And God heard our prayers, and he recovered. So I'd like to read this scripture, too, before we have the parents come up here. And I'm also inviting the grandparents and siblings, if they want to join us. So this is from Mark chapter 10, verse number 13. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and he blessed them. I'm going to ask the parents, Charles and Katerina, to come up with Daniel. And I don't know if the other children want to come up too. If grandparents want to come, you are welcome. If you don't want to come, you don't have to. Well, praise the Lord. Now, let me ask you this. He's done well with his cough. How about the hernia? It's still there. So how old is he now? 3 months. Okay, would you stand with us as we... can I hold him? Okay. Hey, how are you, Daniel? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you right now, that we can dedicate this young man, this little boy, this little baby, Daniel. One day he's going to be a big man, Lord. And Father God, we just pray a blessing upon him right now. That, Lord, just as Jesus laid his hands upon the children at that time, let Jesus lay his hands upon him through my hands right now. Have you prayed, Father God, for safety? Have you prayed for healing for him, Father God? And we thank you, Lord, that he's going to be doing just fine. And Father God, I pray for that hernia, Lord, that in no time at all you can just heal that and take that away. And we thank you for that. Bless the parents, Father God. And we thank you right now for another man that's going to accept Christ down the road. And be saved. Protect him, Father God, from the Antichrist forces. Protect him from evil. and let him choose life and Jesus Christ. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And there he is, Daniel Turrell. Okay, that was your first applaud. You come back later, we get some more. Okay. You may be seated. At this time, we will take our children to their classes, and we have the outlines handed out. Well, praise the Lord. I want to take the opportunity and share with you folks that are here, and those of you that are watching us via the web, about a few things that is happening in the world right now. And, you know, the thinking that you and I have is this, that things happen spontaneous, politically, military, in the world, or financially. And I can tell you this, there's very few things happen spontaneous. If you remember about a week ago, a little bit more than a week ago, there was a clamor to move in and take out Gaddafi and so on. And there was a UN resolution that was passed, and 24 hours later, French, British, and American aircrafts moved in and started to take out Gaddafi's forces. You got to understand now that the plan to militarily intervene in Libya had been made a long time ago. And the military forces had been placed there weeks, if not months ahead. The planning had been coming. As the United States moved the ships in and so on. So what I want to share with you today is, we need to understand that what is happening right now is not an accident. It's not something that just happens. It is planned. I want to read to you today very briefly excerpts of a platform that was adopted 1897. I'm going to speak slow now so you understand. In 1897, a group of men met and formed officially a world government. And they had an agenda. Now you might say, how do we know that what you're reading is true? Well, I can tell you this, that in 1905, that's a long time ago, in 1905, copies of the platform, the agenda, there were actually 25 points were laid out, were placed at the British Museum in England, 1905. And I asked the man that we knew in Holland to travel to London about 25 years ago, and he went to British Museum, checked it out, and received a letter stamped by them saying that these minutes were placed here 1905. If you're watching us, listening, you says, well, I'd like a copy of that letter. Write us, call us. We can produce a copy of that letter. Now, why do I emphasize the British Museum? The reason is that people have said this is a forgery, this is a fraud, it is not true. But if you read the agenda laid out, and you look upon history, the last 100 years, you would say, well, if that was a fraud, somebody followed them down to the last line. Let me read something to you now. I'm going to talk very briefly about today. And this is an excerpt now. The recognition of our dictator may also come before the destruction of the Constitution. The moment for this recognition will come when the peoples, utterly wearied by the irregularities and incompetence, a matter we shall arrange for incompetence of their rulers, and the people will clamor. And this is what they said that people were called out for. Away with them, and give us one king over all the earth, who will unite us and annihilate the causes of disorders, frontiers, nationalities, religions, state debts, who will give us peace and quiet, which we cannot find under our rulers and representatives. Have you listened to the cry of the people in the Middle East? And then they go on and say this. But you yourself perfectly well know that to produce the possibility of the expression of such wishes by all nations, it is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with our governments, so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, and even by the use of torture, by starvation, by the inoculation of diseases, by want, so that the Gentiles see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty, in money, and in all else. We are releasing this week a 30-page document of biological warfare. And I have documented, we worked on this a long time, where you will find out that the United States government, beginning after World War II and up to this time, have abused its own citizens by inoculations, exposed them to atomic radiation, and a few other things. And also that the United Nations, through the World Health Organization, through smallpox vaccine, have actually literally killed millions of people in America and in Africa and other parts of the world. This was done in 1897, recorded 1905, and we are seeing the results right now. And then they close this paragraph with this. But if we give the nations of the world a breathing space, the moment we long for is hardly likely ever to arrive. I do not know how the world is going to recover right now from the tremendous uprising that we've seen in the Middle East. It's going to take an intervention by God. Listen to what former White House Chief of Staff under President Obama and current Mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. This is a statement that he made while he was at the White House. Here's what he said. You never let a serious crisis go to waste. And what I mean by that is that it's an opportunity to do things you think you could not do before. That's an evil statement. Let me read it again so you catch it. You never let a serious crisis go to waste. And what I mean by that is that it's an opportunity to do things you think you could not do before. In other words, and by the way, Rahm Emanuel is a dual citizen. He's an American citizen, and he's also a citizen of Israel. And he's well placed in the world government circles. Here's what we're looking at today. Instability, we have it in Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Bahrain, Yemen, Egypt, Libya, Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco. We've seen those names on our television screens. Our society is built upon oil. Our civilization is built upon oil. And if we do not get oil, our civilization will crumble. Right now here in Sacramento, we're paying $4 a gallon. Most likely it's going to rise if these people are not stopped. It's going to create havoc. And you're going to hear the crumbling, and you're going to hear people say, do something. Because if the oil prices keep going up, it's going to create unemployment, shutdown, chaos, loss of food. African dictators are taking advantage of this. Right now in Zimbabwe, there's slaughter. On the west coast of Africa, there is slaughter. There's a lot of killing going on right now because these African dictators are simply saying the media is in Libya, Japan, move, kill, take care of things right now. And we don't see it because it's not shown to us. Japan is currently crippled. Do you know that the Japanese auto industry has not been producing cars for several weeks? Microchips for our industry that we use in cell phones and computers, that industry has closed down in Japan. And we do not know when they're going to be able to be back online. Unrest in England. Did you see that this week in England? Over 100,000 people marching because they simply clamped down austerity. Portugal, unstable. Spain, Ireland, Greece. Never before in modern history has so many nations been in upheaval, so much at stake. Now, the people that wrote this document are dead and in hell, burning. But their descendants are laughing today. They are dancing of joy. And they are saying, finally, finally we got the world in such a mess that we can put in our king. The Bible calls him the Antichrist. Man of sin. The people in the world are going to call him the Messiah, the Savior. Let me just close with this comment. North Korea. Don't be surprised if the North Korean regime decides America is fighting three wars right now. We tied up at home with unrest, economic problems. Fighting's all over the planet. Let's go and attack South Korea. I will not be surprised if you have an attack there. And the United States is so thinly stretched. And if you remember, now you don't remember because you're too young, but in 1950, when the North Koreans moved south, we only had a few American troops there. And our American troops were pushed all the way to Busan, which is in the southern part of Korea. We were almost pushed into the sea until we rapidly sent in reinforcement. Ask yourself this question. If the North Koreans attack now, where are we going to send the reserves in from? We don't have them. They're over in Afghanistan, Iraq. Back home here recovering. We have a big problem. Now, what's the solution then? Do we have a solution to this? We have a solution. His name is Jesus Christ. What can be done and what have been done before is this. If you and I as believers in Christ simply begin to say, dear God, Give us some more time. Intervene. Hold it off. God can sovereignly, in 24 hours, change what these people have worked on for 100 years. There is hope, and his name is Jesus. But you know, most Christians today are occupied with other things, and very few churches are talking about this. But you know, here's the good news. When God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Jesus came to Abraham and said, I'm going to destroy it. And Abraham said, Lord, if there are 50 righteous men, would you spare Sodom and Gomorrah? And Jesus said, yeah, I've spared them for 50. And Abraham came up and says, well, how about 40? 30? 20? He said, then I'm going to speak one more time, Lord. How about 10? And Jesus said, for 10's sake, I will spare Sodom and Gomorrah. We are more than 10 righteous men and women in the world today. Let's rise up and let's pray that these evil plans that have been laid out will come to nothing. Thank you for listening. You may be seated. We're going to move into our prayer time. We're going to pray for the oil prices today. They went up to $105.40 per barrel, and we need a very move of God to simply take care of that. And I shared with you before we started why we have problems, so I'm not going to get into that right now. Nick Kostrykin is traveling to China on a business trip for the company he works for. Nick is Vasily and Cindy's oldest son, who lives in Fresno. And they asked me to pray for the safe trip, that his visit shall be successful. Last week, we prayed for Sergei Borisov, and we prayed for him Sunday morning. And he died Monday night, 7:55. He was laid to rest yesterday, Saturday, March 26. And let us pray for his wife and children, as they need income and also to overcome the grief of losing a husband and a father. And then I got a prayer request here from Natalia. And I didn't open it. I didn't know it glued together here. So we can open it up and see what her prayer request is. Okay, we got several here. All right, you got two prayer requests. Pray for my mama. She's getting well, but she still needs more prayer. So we will do that. And then pray for Dada Vasya. Who's that? Oh, Billy. That's his name? Okay, it is homework. So we're going to pray for Billy and his homework. He has some problem because he has nightmares, just like me. That's on the top. She wrote this? Okay. Well, we will pray for that then. So those of you that like to pray, come on up here and we will have a prayer time.
Please, Father, please bring my mama to my senses so you could open up her eyes so she could be like us now. In Jesus' name, amen.
And then my son.
And please, Father, help him not have nightmares like me and help him study. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I want to lift you up and give you all the praise and all the glory. And we're in time of need. Our oldest boy is traveling in mainland China on business, and we pray that he will have a safe trip there, and he's already there and back, and a successful one. So we pray for that, and also comfort to his wife and their newly born daughter. And Heavenly Father, we also pray for Vasya, Billy, that he won't be inflicted by all these evil demons that are hindering him and keeping him from doing his studies. give him peace and love in his heart. And, of course, we pray for Natalia's mama, that she will come to her senses and escape the snare of the devil, turn away from evil. And and also her husband, Greg, that today I asked our Heavenly Father to release him. I want to release Greg to God instead of carrying this hatred and bitterness towards him. And last Saturday, we buried my niece's husband. They're in grief. Heavenly Father, please comfort them and give guidance to them with two young daughters who are in need of education and their survival. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we lift up the family of Sergey this this week, Lord, as he passed away. And we thank you, Father God, that you would give them comfort, but most of all, Lord, that they would be led in the direction that you have them to go. Because the for them, the battle is still raging, and it's not over. For the father, it's over. So we ask for your guidance for the family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we just come to you today thanking you for this day, thanking you for the service, Lord God. And we thank you for what you're doing in our lives as Christians and what you're doing in the world, Lord God. And Lord, I come to you, Lord, and I just pray and ask you just to, as this unrest is going on in the world, Lord God, that your justice will be served and that your situations will be held up, Lord God. And the situation with Libya and all the unrest in this world, Lord God, that when it all comes to a head, that you, Lord God, will prevail over the situation.
Yes.
And Lord, we don't know and we don't understand why all this is going on right now, except you do, Lord God. And Lord, I pray that you will take charge, yes, over all the unrest in this world.
Yes.
And that you will give us another chance, yes, Lord God, to come closer to you. And I pray for repentance in the world, that people will repent and come to you, Father God. The situation with the oil prices and with all everything, it all stems from each other. And it's a very bad situation. And Lord God, I lay it at your feet that you will take care of it and that things will come to be better,
yes,
Lord,
yes,
God. This is a tough situation for me, Lord, because I don't know all the ins and outs of this world, Lord God, but you do. And it makes it real simple for me to just know that I can put it in your hands, Lord God, and that you will take care of it for me. And for the other people that pray and ask for the same things, Lord God, I pray that this prayer will go to you, Lord, and that you will make drastic changes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the finances, Lord, that you have given us this month. I thank you for the new people that this last week, Father God, sent money to us for the first time. But Lord, you know that we are short this month. We still haven't reached our full goal. And I'm asking you right now, my Heavenly Father, that you be speaking to those of our friends that are here and those that are watching us. If they haven't given this month, Father God, they will simply say, I'm going to help out to keep the webcasting and the ministry going. And I want to thank you, Father God, as we're down to the last few days of this month, that you're going to give us a great miracle. And I bless all the people, Father, that have given, and I bless those that are going to give, Lord. And I praise you for that right now. And thank you, Father God, for the prayers that were spoken here today. They're on the altar, and the smoke has come up before you, and they will be answered in due time. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
I'm going to take a moment for testimonies, if anyone's got a testimony this morning. Irene?
Good morning. I just wanted to praise God today for this message, Pastor. And I just wanted to say to you that last night I was reading the Word, and I was in the book of Ephesians. And there was, like, sometimes you read it and read it and read it, but sometimes it comes like literally a two-edged sword. I was in Ephesians, the third chapter, and I was reading all the books, but I came to that point when it started in verse 14. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. And then this is what came to me really very loud. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. And, people go through different things, and I really needed to hear that. And kind of I went thinking about that, meditating on that strengthen and asking God to strengthen me by his Spirit in my inner man. And that's how I kind of fall asleep. And then this morning, after the message, the Lord told me to keep on reading. And I just kind of left it last night. It was late. And it says after that, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So I just want to say to you, I guess that when all that bitterness is gone, we can have all of that. Amen.
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your Spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love. How can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love. How can it be that you, my King, would die for me?
It's my joy.
It's my joy to honor you. In all I do, I honor you.
I'm forgiven.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love. How can it be that you, my king, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. You are my king. You are my king. Jesus, you are my king. Jesus, you are my king. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my king, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be? It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
Amen.
All I do, I honor you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I guess I jumped the gun. Amen.
I'd like to tell you a little story that happened last Sunday after church. And I went to the grocery store, and we saw a homeless who was sitting down on his haunches. And we did not know he was begging, but we went past him. When we got through shopping, he was still there. And we were in our cars by this time, and I saw some people giving him money. He did have a cup, but I thought he was drinking something. And several people one time gave him a dollar each. And so I had Ann roll the window down. I gave her $2, and she called him over and gave her the $2. And she asked him, "Are you a Christian?" And he said, "I had cancer and I'm cured. I'm a Christian." I thought you'd be interested in that story because you see the homeless all the time and wherever you're getting off a freeway or at a stop where people ask you. And this has been kind of a problem in recent years. Well, the last 40, 45 years, because I grew up in a world where people were not begging on the streets like they do today. And they have their signs, "I'm a veteran" or "a homeless will work for food." But you never know what's behind these people and what their sad story is. And sometimes you think, well, why don't you get a job? Well, there are people out there that can't get a job, can't work, can't hold a job. And we don't know what their circumstances are. So you hate to give them a dollar because you think, well, they'll take it out and drink. But, you know, it's a hard decision to make. I was in San Francisco one time, and a fellow come up to me and asked me if a quarter for a cup of coffee. And that's when we're dealing with real silver. That goes back quite a ways. So I reached in my pocket and I gave him 25 cents. And he said, "Thank you." I said, "But you're not going to use that for coffee, are you?" He was honest. He says, "No, I'm not." So I reached in my pocket and I gave him the rest of the change I had, which wasn't very much, but it was something. But it presents a problem, but I think we should put in our minds, you know, why is that person there? And is he really in need? And give him a little sympathy. I think the tendency is, at least in my case, not to give him the sympathy. Go get a job. But sometimes something like that happens and you see that you're wrong. Give him the dollar. Thank you.
All right. Any more testimonies? Okay, we're going to close. Father God, thank you for this day and for our many blessings. Thank you, Father, for good weather we had last week and good weather coming this week, Lord. We thank you for safety on the way home, Lord. And our many blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.